You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Multi-athlete Sam Goff won the Goalball UK player for 2019-2020 after playing for just over a year. But not only does she play goalball, she's also been selected for the England Women's Blind Football Squad, swims for the National Para Squad for Scotland, and won the Sporting Hero Award at the 2022 Edinburgh Local Hero Awards. She's also gained her Goalball Leaders Coaching qualification to help teach students across the east of Scotland. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
So you're very accomplished in three different sports. Can you tell us a bit about how you got into blind football, swimming and goalball?
So I've always been active from a very, very young age and didn't have the best experience within primary school and high school. I was actually excluded from sport altogether because of my visual impairment. Obviously, that came with a lot of bullying and I was not in a good place. So I had to go and try and find sport out with education. And that's what I did. I went to a taster session in Dundee and found Go Ball. Absolutely fell in love with it. And then had another taster session down in Hereford for goalball and found blind football there as well. I've always been swimming from a very, very young age, kind of followed in the footsteps of my brothers. And yeah, everything's just kind of kicking off for me, which is a great feeling.
So you've been selected for the England Women's National Blind Football Team and you've been playing even less time than you've been doing goalball, and you were selected for the goalball team in just over a year. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I didn't expect it, to be honest. I know that they were talking about, you know, starting up a blind football team, but I didn't expect them to be like, yeah, you're part of the squad now. So yeah, I'm also a captain as well. So yeah, it's really good. I enjoy it.
And across the three different sports, what is a similarity that you love about all of them and something that is unique to each of them?
That's a good question. I love that it's all inclusive for visual impairments. And, you know, I can turn up to a camp and have a really, really bad day and everybody's so welcoming and kind and friendly, which is great. And they're all different in their different ways. You know, they're three different sports. I can't pick a favourite because I love them all, but they're all kind of tied together because of the visual impairment aspect.
What does a typical week of training look like for you with each sport happening?
In the summer, actually, I was going to the European Championships and then weeks later had to go to Finland to do the under-19s Para Youth Games. So there's quite a crossover within sport. You know, I play three intense sports, so there's always going to be a crossover, and it's just prioritising the kind of events that are coming up and when they're coming up. So my typical week is full on training sessions, to be honest. So Monday is strength, conditioning, football, swimming, and I can't actually train in Scotland for goalball other than doing strength and conditioning because there's no team for me to play with at my level anyway. And same for football, I have to go down to England to train. So I managed to find my brother and my brother was like, okay, I'll help train for blind football. So every day is a training day, I say.
Obviously you have a talent for sports, being able to pick up these things so quickly. How did it feel after so many years of not being given the opportunity to enjoy it and show off your skills? How was it to finally get the chance to do that?
It was amazing. I don't know what I would have done if I didn't find sport, to be honest. It really did change my life for the best. And I've got amazing friends from goalball and football, and I wouldn't be in the position I am today if I never went along to that taster session in Dundee. And it just is crazy to think if I didn't go, then I probably wouldn't been sitting here with the RNIB. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of one of those moments. It's crazy, but it's amazing at the same time.
And how have you found introducing others to goalball and teaching it to students across Scotland?
I love sharing my story, and as well as, you know, being an athlete in sport with a visual impairment, also advocating for young people with visual impairments. I go into schools and teach goalball and talk about my journey and my story, and they look up to me, and it's a great feeling to know that I can make a difference in somebody's life by getting somebody involved in sport, like what happened to myself, you know, getting involved in goalball, and you know, they could be the next Paralympian, who knows.
Do you think, given the amount that you had to fight to be able to play sports and the resilience that you've had to build up and coming to it later, gives you a unique advantage?
Yeah, I think a lot of people can get intimidated by me because I've just kind of appeared off the face of the earth, started playing all these sports. And I know there's people out there that have been working so hard to get to where they've been. And I totally look up to them. Like, just because I'm, you know, playing three sports for, you know, really high levels doesn't mean that I don't respect the athletes that have been training for years and years. I really do look up to them, and they're my teammates. And I'm just one of them, really.
And you've attended a few different awards over 2022, including, of course, winning the Edinburgh Local Hero Awards, and you went to the Scottish Women's Sports Association Award. Can you tell us a bit about how it was to meet other athletes and receive that award?
It was great. I actually cried. My mum actually filmed the video of when I got my Local Hero Award, and I've not posted it on social media yet because I'm just crying the whole time and just so thankful of, you know, every coach that's been involved with myself and, you know, my mum and dad, especially my mum, who's literally given up her whole entire life to travel with me up and down the country because I'm not as independent as I want to be or can be just now. I'm on the waiting list for a guide dog, so that'll hopefully change my life for the better. But it was one of those moments that I was like, I've worked really, really hard to get to where I am today, and I was still just so grateful of everything. And yeah, it was an amazing feeling to be recognised for the work that I do.
And what's coming up for you in the future?
Hopefully with swimming is the Paralympics and, you know, staying within the GB squad for goalball. And I've also got the World Games in less than 6 months now, just over 6 months, in Birmingham with blind football. So we've got a lot of training. There's lots coming up.
And is there anything, any tips or advice for people who want to try a new sport or start exercising more?
I think the biggest thing is, just because you've got a visual impairment doesn't mean that you can't take part in sport. It's just finding the right sport for you and make sure you advocate for yourself. Get in touch with your local organisations and your disability sports people. And just, if you want to be involved in sport, you make that really, really clear.
Thank you so much, Sam Gough, blind footballer, goalball player and paraswimmer, for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.